This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Children's Agency called Sunday for all minors held in displacement camps or jails in northeast Syria to be allowed to go home. UNICEF made its plea a day after at least three children died in a fire at an overcrowded Syrian camp known as Al-Hol, for people displaced in the fight against Islamic State militants. After years of leading the U.S.-backed fight against IS, Syria's Kurds hold thousands of alleged jihadist fighters in jails and tens of thousands of their family members in camps in northeast Syria. They hail from Syria, neighboring Iraq, and dozens of other foreign countries. Three children and a woman died on Saturday after a stove exploded in the Al-Hol camp and started a fire, according to a Kurdish official. The UN humanitarian agency OCHA said at least 26 people were injured. In a statement Sunday, OCHA said the event showed that no one, most of all innocent children, should be living in the challenging and potentially dangerous humanitarian conditions in Al-Hol camp. OCHA said Al-Hol is home to more than 62,000 people, more than half of them children under the age of 12. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel on Sunday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for U.S. adults age older than 18. CDC recommendations are not binding but are widely respected by medical institutions and professionals. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky later approved the panel's recommendations. Sunday's endorsement came a day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration formally authorized the one-dose vaccine for use. VOA News. Fighters in the Democratic Republic of Congo, who are thought to belong to the notorious Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, militia, killed 10 civilians in two overnight attacks in the eastern DRC, according to the army on Sunday. ADF fighters decapitated eight villagers in the village of Boyo in the northeastern Ituri province and shot dead two civilians in Kainama, a spokesman for the army said. He said soldiers were pursuing the attackers. Kainama lies at the extreme north of North Kivu province, where it borders with Ituri. It's just 5 kilometers from Boyo. Both provinces sit on the DRC's eastern border with Uganda. The ADF militia are Ugandan Islamic fighters who've made their base in eastern DRC since 1995. While they've not launched raids into Uganda for several years, the militia has been blamed for the killing of more than 800 civilians over the past year in both North Kivu and South Kivu provinces. Security forces in Myanmar fired on protesters on Sunday, killing at least 18 people and leaving more than 30 others injured in the deadliest day of demonstrations since the February 1st military coup. This is according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. The Human Rights Office released a statement calling on the military to immediately halt the use of force against peaceful protesters. New U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, tweeted, "We stand in solidarity with the people of Burma who've displayed determination and courage in rejecting this military coup." Burma is another name for Myanmar. Witnesses say police used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and in some cases live ammunition in the country's biggest city, Yangon. Videos released by media organizations show demonstrators dragging some of those injured away from the protests, leaving bloody smears on the pavement. An Israeli-owned cargo ship that suffered a mysterious explosion in the Gulf of Oman has come to Dubai's port for repairs. It arrived Sunday after the blast that revived security concerns in Mideast waterways amid heightened tensions with Iran. While the crew was unharmed in the blast, the vessel sustained two holes on its port side and two on the starboard side, just above the waterline. This, according to American defense officials, remains unclear what caused the blast. The incident comes amid sharply rising tension between the United States and Iran over its unraveling 2015 nuclear deal. Iran increasingly has sought to pressure President Joe Biden's administration to lift sanctions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.